Hi guys, today I'm just going solo to talk about my upcoming group counseling. If you have any questions, you could email me at gilaglassberg18@gmail.com or get in touch with me via my website, www.gilaglassberg.com, or my Instagram, gila.glassberg.intuitiverd. I am recruiting now for a 3-month group counseling, and I'm actually just doing an episode to talk about what it is. And feel free to listen just if you want to hear about the kind of like the process of intuitive eating, how I work through the principles. And as always, just reach out if you have any questions or feedback, and I'd love to hear from you. Okay, have a great day. Hi, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Get Into It with Gila.
I know you're going to love the content here because you will gain inspiration, powerful tools and insights, and valuable knowledge. If you want more of this, please visit my website at www.gilaglassberg.com or visit me on Instagram at Gila Glassberg. I'm Gila Glassberg, a registered dietitian and intuitive eating counselor. I have come to realize by counseling many, many women that this work is much deeper and greater than food and body image. It's the bigger picture challenges we face of love, belonging, acceptance, what our true values and goals are, noticing them, addressing them, and gaining skills to move forward. If you have been struggling with what your life's purpose is, or you just feel stuck in general and don't know what's holding you back, this podcast will enlighten and inspire you to take action and move forward. This podcast is about other women in the 21st century who feel that losing weight will fix all their problems or somehow meet their unmet needs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Get Into It with Gila. I'm Gila Glassberg, your host, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor. And today I decided to do a mini-sode, and I want to tell you guys about an upcoming opportunity. I am recruiting now for group counseling starting in January, most likely January, hopefully the beginning of January, potentially the middle of January. And this will be a 3-month commitment. And I have been working now with clients one-on-one for 3 or 4 years. And I did do some group counseling a few times. I ran group counseling, but this is more, I feel like the 3-month commitment is something that's really gonna be able to, I'm gonna have enough time to teach the 10 principles of intuitive eating along with so many other things that I've picked up along the way. And the group is going to be able to support each other. So we'll be meeting on Zoom, and we'll also be able to be in touch outside of the Zoom sessions as well as a private Facebook group and a private WhatsApp chat. I totally think that some people do better one-on-one and some people do better in the group setting. And I've had this conversation with some clients, like what they kind of want. And like some people are like, yeah, this is great for me to start, like that 3-month commitment. And some people are like, this is good for me after I've already worked with you and kind of have a hang of it. I just kind of need the support. So there are 3 different tiers that you could sign up for. So if you need like more support, less support, just asking you guys to be like kind of like patient with me, come with me as I figure this out, and we'll do this together. But I do think that there's been so much value that I've seen working in a group, and I guess I kind of wanted this opportunity to go over like what intuitive eating is and what intuitive eating isn't. And like if you've been here for a while, you've probably heard me say this a bunch of times, or if you're my client, I repeat myself a lot, but I do think there is value in terms of like reinforcement. So intuitive eating is in no way a weight loss program. And oftentimes I have clients tell me, or followers tell me, or people who are looking to work with me, like, but you know what? I haven't lost any weight. And I'm always like, right. Because intuitive eating, the goal is not necessarily weight loss. Do people lose weight? Yeah, sometimes. Do people gain weight? Yes. God forbid. No, I'm just kidding. Like, sometimes you will gain weight. Sometimes you will stay the same. All those things could happen for various different reasons, right? Why would somebody who's doing intuitive eating lose weight? Well, they might be at a higher weight because they're going through that binge or strict binge cycle, or they're going through that Last Supper eating a lot. So they're going from, I'm never going to eat pizza again, I'm never going to eat cake again, I'm never going to eat cookies again, I'm never going to eat candy again, and doing that for a week or two or three or whatever until they can't do it anymore because we know that restricting doesn't work, and then they're binging on those foods, right? Or the fact that the first diet, you might lose a lot of weight and then your body starts getting used to the continuous restricting, so your body is now actually holding on to that weight. Sometimes people notice that their weight, they do gain weight in the beginning and then they level off. Sometimes they stay the same because sometimes bodies do that. You're meant to be a certain weight. And if you read the book Health at Every Size, you'll know, you'll remember that she talks about, well, Linda Bacon, who's now Lindo Bacon, talks about the fact that there is a set point weight. And in Anti-Diet, if you read it by Christy Harrison, she talks about it's really more like a set point weight range, right? So like our bodies do tend to fluctuate. And I actually find this to be really interesting in terms of my clinical experience, because I worked in a nursing home for 5 years. And the interesting thing is that, like, if you are a dietitian or you know dietitians who've worked in nursing homes, you might have heard that, like, the really interesting part about our job is that we focus heavily on weight, but we, meaning, like, what the way that it works in a nursing home is that residents who are admitted have to be weighed upon admission, and depends on the nursing home, but usually they have a similar protocol. So they're weighed once a week for the first 4 weeks so that we can make sure that we have like their baseline weight. And then after that, they're weighed once a month unless there's a reason to weigh them. So let's say they're on dialysis. So we have to monitor their weight much more to make sure that they're let's say being compliant with their fluid restriction, and they're not retaining too much water, something like that. Or let's say we have a resident who's rapidly losing weight, right? So like that's actually a really big concern in the nursing home. We don't want people to just suddenly lose weight, even if their BMI is considered overweight. We don't like that. We don't like to see that because that usually is an indicator of some sort of decline. Let's say a mental decline like dementia, they're forgetting to eat, or let's say a physical decline like something like cancer, which is like just clinically, it's interesting to see that like our bodies do not like to rapidly gain weight or rapidly lose weight. And when your body does that, it usually is a sign of something else. So we might say like, okay, weekly weights is an intervention so that we could just monitor their weight and make sure that they're not continuously losing weight or continuously gaining weight. And in the nursing home, it's significant weight change is 5% in 1 month or 10% in 6 months. So we do monitor that because weight is really an important biomarker of health. But we don't have any known way to intentionally lose weight in a safe way. So here I'm saying your weight shouldn't just fluctuate up or down medically. There usually is a reason if that were to be happening. Okay. So, yes, intuitive eating is not a weight loss program. The goal of intuitive eating is to have a healthy relationship with food, is to heal your relationship with food. It is not an intervention for somebody who has an active eating disorder. It is the goal eventually when you are healed from an eating disorder, but it is not how we treat an eating disorder. So just to be clear. And Evelyn Tripoli and Elise Rush, who wrote the book Intuitive Eating in the 1990s, now it's in their its fourth edition. They wrote the book because they were working in the field of private practice nutrition for many years. And they were feeling frustrated. Why is it that I'll put my client on a weight loss plan or a diet or a sensible meal plan, whatever you want to call it, and they'll reach their goal weight, and then inevitably they'll gain back the weight plus more, with this added sense of guilt, body hatred, body disgust, negativity. And they were just perplexed, like, why is this happening? Why are they blaming themselves and not me, the dietitian? What's wrong with this system, right? And that's when they looked to the research, and that's how intuitive eating was born. And there are 10 principles of intuitive eating, all designed to heal or help you have a healthy relationship with food. Okay. So there's no specific order that you need to go in, but I do find that for me to work with clients, there is somewhat of a flow. And I will just say, like, I've been doing this for a few years already, that I think that people find this process to be super, super scary, because one of the reasons why dieting is so alluring and so many people like enjoy the process of dieting is because they really, really like that black and white structure. Tell me what to eat and I'll eat it. Tell me when to eat and I'll eat it. On the one hand, a part of them really likes it. On the other hand, the other part of them is fighting for their autonomy, saying like, but I don't like grilled chicken and broccoli, but I don't want to eat that every night, but I don't want to weigh my food, but I don't want to, if you've ever been on OA, you know that you have to eat, you even if you are full, to finish your meal. I don't want to do that. So there is that other part of you that might be noticing that, hey, this is really messing with me. But then there's the other part of you that really wants to lose weight. And then there's that part of you really wants to fit into society, right? So there's lots of different parts that are activated in the dieting process. But the way that I like to work through the intuitive eating principles when I am teaching it one-on-one or in a group, and then I tweak it based on the client or the group if I need to, I like to think I'm pretty good at like picking up on that, is unpacking diet culture. So that's principle number one, is rejecting diet mentality. So I feel like before you do that, you have to sort of understand where your diet culture comes from. And that could be like a session or two, just remembering like your earliest childhood memory around food. And yeah, like people around me talk about dieting a lot. Like you may have not even noticed that until we talk about it. And then there's honor your hunger, respect your fullness. So like the biological part of hunger and fullness, that just like if you were underwater and you come up gasping for air, if you haven't eaten in 5 to 10 hours in the day, you might be ravenous and be binging. And a lot of times the chronic dieter feels like, no, 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 I'm just addicted to food. No, I can't be trusted around food. No, no, no. Like you are actually just really, really hungry, right? Or what about fullness? I was just telling this to a client the other day that because so many of us have associated the feeling of fullness, the physical feeling of fullness, with the emotional feeling of guilt, there is now this big confusion between what is my physical fullness and what is my emotional guilt, which is really interesting. And until you really practice hunger fullness and notice hunger fullness, it's kind of hard to know, am I eating because I'm emotional? Am I eating because I'm physically hungry? I mean, am I physically full, or am I feeling guilty, or am I trying to push away the guilt by eating, or is something else covering it up? And that's why I always say that intuitive eating could lead to intuitive living, because oftentimes another reason why dieting is so alluring is because it kind of blocks us from thinking about really important things in our lives. So like if you're counting calories and you're obsessively looking in the mirror and checking yourself out and noticing if you lost weight, I wonder what that is covering up for you, right? So there, it's multi-layered. It could be because you grew up in a dieting home. It could be that all your friends are dieting. It could be that your mother only showed you affection when you lost weight. That could be one dimension. Then there's a second dimension of, I really don't want to deal with that fight with my husband, or screaming, the guilt that I feel about screaming at my kids, or the fact that I got fired from my job, or the fact that I hate my job and I feel stuck, which I hear a lot and I totally get. So after we practice hunger fullness, I like to talk about self-care and noticing that if you aren't practicing enough self-care, physical, emotional, spiritual, then food can take on that role and become much more rewarding. The principles, not using food to cope with your emotion. Now it's called coping with your emotion with kindness, coping with your emotions with kindness, or challenging the food police. Those are the more emotional principles of eating. Like, are you using food to cope? What are those automatic negative thoughts in your head? So obviously I would go over that with you as a private client or in the group, but that is a huge part of the intuitive eating journey and a life skill in general that you could use in any area of your life where your automatic negative thoughts are getting in your way. Then I like to use the principles, joyful movement, gentle nutrition, and respecting your body as a form of, these are all self-care tools that you could get to eventually. So I feel like in the first like few sessions, talking about actual food or talking about actual movement or exercise could be like really, really triggering, or feel like I am actually going to put you on a diet, or could just kind of like make somebody spiral. So when we do get to that, it's eventually talking about like foods that fuel you and foods that feel good in your body and foods that maybe even you want to reap the nutritional benefits of, but coming from a place of self-care or coming from a self-compassionate place or coming from a place that is not depriving you of anything really. And just to notice like how you could care for yourself with certain types of foods. And then making peace with food, which is technically the third principle, but I like to do that last. And I'm quoting Rena Reiser here. She taught me that, and I think it's really valuable advice that like making peace with food is like a really scary principle. And people feel it kind of like, this is, I think, where intuitive eating gets misconstrued in the media, like eat whatever you want and just accept yourself. And that's kind of like one of the principles. And that's also like a very nuanced principle that I do think should be handled with care. And then the satisfaction factor of food, which actually I forgot to say, I do that with the honoring your hunger, respecting your fullness, and what do you actually like to eat. Dieting kind of tells you what to eat, when to eat, and how much to eat. So there is a lot of that piece taken away from you. So I just wanted to read some client testimonials here for the course, so that you could see that some people, it's the people who have taken my course, I feel like it really has helped them. So Here's one. I participated in Gila Glassberg's Food Freedom course. Gila did a wonderful job explaining the 10 principles of intuitive eating. The course was informative and provided me with many tools to use at my own pace when I feel I'm ready to move from one principle to the next. During the course, I was able to get support from the other participants and give support when needed. It felt so good to know that my struggles are not unique. I learned how to have compassion for myself because that is what I was giving to the other participants. Gila was available to address concerns we had as a group and personal issues we were each struggling with at the same time. I highly recommend working with Gila or taking a course with her. She helps you understand the steps towards finding food freedom while also focusing on you as a whole person. And another one, I genuinely enjoyed Gila's intuitive eating workshop. I have struggled with accepting my weight and parts of myself throughout my life and thought that joining this workshop would help me work on accepting my body and making peace with food. I'm so happy and proud to say that this workshop has provided me with everything I hoped and more. This deep and transformative experience has helped me make peace with food and my eating habits, accepting myself and to be compassionate to myself. I'm so excited to continue using all the tools, methods, and handouts Gila gave me to continue my journey on intuitive eating, self-acceptance, and self-compassion. So if you're on the fence about the course or if you want more information it's not a course, it's group counseling. I've done it in a format of a course, but this is more like a three-month group counseling. If you want more information, email me at gilaglassberg18@gmail.com, or you could get in touch with me through my website, www.gilaglassberg.com. You could also DM me on Instagram at gila.glassberg.intuitiverd. And I really welcome any concerns, any questions, any feedback. I would love to hear. I really do feel like this is really important work. And oftentimes I say to clients, like when they're telling me a story about something that happened that they feel like is appalling in terms of like diet culture, but they also feel like how come they're the only ones that feels that way in the crowd of like they're at a wedding or they're at some sort of simple and everybody's saying things like, I really shouldn't eat that, or I'm so fat, or I hate myself. And like everyone's just like hearing that as if it's like totally normal. And they're like, why is this normal? Or like some clients just say like, you know, I realize that every time I am having a conversation with somebody, like we just body bash. We do so much body bashing. And like, why is that normal? And it's like so sometimes, very often, clients teach me so much and inspire me so much that I think like, whoa, like I always say like, you're fueling my work right now. Like what you're saying right now is fueling my work, because like when I first started, when I switched, let's say transitioning from being, I don't want to say a weight loss dietitian because I don't think I ever was, but when I transitioned to being an intuitive eating dietitian and starting my own practice, I got so much pushback. I heard, especially here in the five towns, I heard no one's going to pay for that. No one's going to want to make peace with food. Everyone just wants weight loss. And I really, really don't believe that. Even if it seems like that, like I don't believe that, because there's so many people who just are so sick of it and they just don't want to talk about dieting anymore and they don't want food to take over their lives. And it's like what we call in intuitive eating, hitting diet rock bottom. So yeah, if you're interested in hearing more about the group counseling, or if you just wanted to ask me any question or work with me privately, you can get in touch with me in the ways that I said before. And I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day.
Thank you all so much for being here on my podcast, Get Into It with Gila. If you'd like to learn more about what I do and what intuitive eating is, please visit my website at www.gilaglassberg.com or follow me on Instagram at gilaglassberg. Thank you so much. Have a great day.